Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We began this afternoon with congestion pricing and the continued push to get it going despite all the lawsuits that have been raised on issues like pollution and finances and even the question of what becomes of people who park on the right on the perimeter of the congestion zone to avoid paying and the parking it'll take away from residents, all of that. Well, the MTA says, relax, this will be good for everybody. You might not see it now, but you'll be surprised. Well, folks, so far, New Jersey and some other places aren't in the mood for surprises when the thing starts, supposedly on June the 30th. Marla Diamond in our leadoff spot on this Friday.
Because the plan kicks in at midnight, the first drivers will be charged the overnight fare of $3.75. The full fare kicks in on weekends at 9 a.m. On weekdays, it starts at 5 a.m. But MTA Chairman Jano Lieber said there are numerous exemptions and discounts.
For folks who are low income, you are entitled to a significant discount. People with disabilities are entitled to a total exemption. Those folks should go on the MTA website. We're going to start taking applications today.
Lieber does not expect lawsuits to delay or derail congestion pricing.
Traffic will be improved overall. That's what the federal government found, and that's why they gave us the approval.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds family, this is a fight apparently that's going to go on for a long time. Stay tuned. People also talking about that gosh-awful tragedy up in the Bronx. You hear about this? Poor guy, the owner, mauled to death by his own pit bull, which led to the dog being put down by the NYPD. It's a terrible ending. Newsman Mac Rosenberg talked with the man's family.
It's a tragedy the family of 41-year-old Kaheem Robinson is struggling to understand.
We just found out about the dog ourselves. So we're not too sure. We're trying to find out who he actually got the dog from.
His sister, Kaisha Barnett, says there are no dogs allowed at the Simpson Street building without documentation. Robinson was mauled to death by his pit bull overnight. Police responded and found blood everywhere. They shot and killed the dog. It's possible Robinson got the dog for emotional support.
He was suffering. His daughter just passed, so he was just coping from that.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Longwood, the Bronx.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, everybody's wondering what in the world caused that animal to turn on its owner. The investigation continues here. Switching gears now, police looking for the thugs who jumped a poor jogger in Central Park early this morning. The victim says he was jogging about 6:30 on the south end of the park near East 59th and East Drive. And here comes trouble. They showed him the business end of the gun and then punched him in the head with it before making off with his cell phone and his wallet. He told the police, the men were in their 30s and wearing black masks before running away northbound towards Swan Lake. If they put out pictures of these guys, we'll post them and we'll let you know. Tell you what. Well, it's the end of another week, and the talks and limited progress continue on college campuses in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests. By comparison, security concerns have prompted USC to cancel its main graduation, but here in New York at Columbia, they're trying to avoid that.
We have our demands. They have theirs. That from officials at Columbia University, who say they've been in talks with student organizers of the ongoing protests and encampment. Late Thursday, the university in a statement saying the talks have shown progress and are continuing as planned. This is an overnight dispersal deadline. Came and went with the pro-Palestinian encampment still in place. Columbia Senator's goal is to have the tents gone before graduation ceremonies on May 15th. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
And to gaze more on that missed deadline and what's behind it, 1010 Winds got into the thick of it with protesters.
Inside the gates of Columbia, it goes on. The encampment continues on the west lawn. Now, right outside the front gate, this large crowd filling the sidewalk for an entire block, chanting,
"Bring them home! Bring them home!"
David Folk joined the rally. He's an alum of Columbia. He says he's very disappointed by the way the university has handled all of this.
They're completely hands-off, whether it's because they're inept, whether it's because they're unable to do it, or they do not want to do it, but it's completely inexcusable what's going on behind those fences, behind this wall. It's a completely inexcusable what's going on with the students. I mean, this is something that I have never seen before, and, you know, it's going to end.
Talks between students and the president of Columbia go on in terms of how long this encampment could go on. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
At the Trump trial, the former publisher of the National Enquirer back on the witness stand describing how he helped bury embarrassing stories about Trump for no other reason than to save Trump's presidential run. He's a key witness for the state, but this time it wasn't the state asking the questions. Juliet Papa from inside the courtroom.
Speaking in the hallway, Donald Trump complained about the chill in the air in the courtroom, and he may not have been referencing just the temperature. His attorneys cross-examined former Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who acknowledged that former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal wasn't peddling her claim of a year-long affair with Donald Trump to get published, but to use as leverage to get work, magazine covers, which the Enquirer and parent company AMI would provide. But when prosecutors got their turn, Pecker reiterated his understanding of a meeting with Trump and Michael Cohen, that the story would be bought and buried to help Trump's presidential chances. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.